Gavin, I think the last time we had a chat was in Nottingham 3 years ago. What have you been doing between then and now?
I've been spending a lot of time in the physio bed. I've had a tough 3 years, I think, from just mainly my back. I've had quite a lot of back injuries, which has set me back a little bit. Just trying to work hard to get back in the pitch was my first goal this season, and managed to get quite a few match overs in, so I'm feeling quite good now.
Now, it's a thin squad this year, and injury-wise, Durham are really being tested at the moment. This is a very young attack that they've got out there. I think it's one of your youngest. You're just slightly older than the youngest attack they fielded in 2002, which was an average age of about 22. But, I mean, you've got off to a good start with not much to bowl against, having only got 166 runs yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough pitch. It's got quite a bit of grass on it, and I think... you know, we'll find out tomorrow what sort of total 166 is. If we bowl well, then there's no reason why we can't maybe even come out with the lead. Because I think if you hold your areas on it, it'll do enough without you having to try too hard to sort of get wickets. So I think being patient and just trying to stick in there as long as we can and work quite hard. And we'll wait and see what happens.
There must have been some talk in the dressing room during the change of innings, though. I mean, you've not really been out there and, you know, acquitted yourselves the way I think John Lewis would have wanted, and certainly Paul Collingwood would have wanted with the bat as a team today.
I think you'd have to ask the batsman about that. I'm probably not the best person to ask about how the batsmen have gone, because I mean, like I said, it's tough out there. I think they bowled quite well. They stuck to the lengths, and it was moving around. So I think, by all accounts, it's a tough pitch to bat on. And you know, we'll see what comes tomorrow with their batting, and then we can sort of assess ourselves against that then.
Well, the one thing you did do tonight was you came out and you put pressure on them from the off. Three quick wickets, and Paul Coughlan at one end, and then Barry McCarthy with the plan at the other end, getting two wickets down the leg side. Two very good catches from Stuart Poynter as well. The second one was a stunner.
Yeah. I thought the two boys up top bowled really well, put the pressure on them, and I think that was needed, just to sort of come out and show a bit of fight and show them that, you know, it's not easy to come and play here, especially when the wicket's green like that. Yeah, I thought Cogger's bowled outstandingly well, and Baz obviously, I'd say, probably deserved those wickets. Some might say, you know, the down leg side, but I think he worked hard for them. And
I think he was bowling to a plan, wasn't he? He was targeting the leg stump.
Yeah, well, Baz normally swings it quite a bit, so, you know, it's hit or miss whether, you know, it swings round and some maybe don't, and then it'll go down. And obviously to be backed up by Stewie like that, I had a pretty good view of it, his square leg, and it was... I'd say an outstanding catch, to be honest. Low down to his left, and he's done well there.